The referendum to legalize alcohol divided the Oglala Sioux tribe. Some, like Council Representative Larry Eaglebull, argue the tribe can benefit by taxing alcohol sales. He points to millions of cans of beer being sold each year in nearby border towns like White Clay.
Those guys got rich off of our suffering.
Eaglebull says for years the tribe never had the funding derived from an alcohol tax to help deal with the problems created by abuse.
It's not a get-rich deal. It's how we apply the money to where it is needed, and that is treatment centers.
But others, like Council Representative Barbara Dullknife, oppose the tribal endorsement of alcohol. She worries alcohol abuse will increase once it becomes legal.
I don't feel that the money that we're getting, you know, will build us an alcohol treatment center like people say, you know.
Before the new law takes effect, the tribal council must finalize the regulations that govern the sale and consumption of alcohol on tribal lands. It's a process council members say could take 3 months to a year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.